Today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Today, I would like to take a look at the book of Romans.
Yeah. All right now.
The 15th chapter.
Well. Yes.
And the first verse.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
We then who are strong.
We that are strong.
Ought to bear with the scruples of the weak.
Ought to bear with the scruples. Some say affirmatives.
Yeah.
Of the weak.
Yeah.
And not to please ourselves.
Oh,
Lord.
For a few minutes this morning. I would like to talk from the topic.
Come on, Reverend.
Is that what this is about?
Is that
what this is about?
I like that, Reverend. I like that.
Brother, for real, have you ever had an epiphany?
Yes, Reverend.
An eye-opening experience.
Several.
Yolanda, a revelation.
All right.
That made you ask, is that what this is about?
Yeah. Good question.
Here in Romans, we find Paul once more and again. Talking at the side of his neck.
Yeah.
Paul is telling the church that it's all about serving other people.
Yeah.
Others can be defined as struggling people.
Well.
Okay.
Weak people.
All right.
Lazy people.
Uh-huh.
Ignorant people.
Yes, sir.
Foolish people.
Oh, Lord.
Procrastinating people. Just these type people.
People.
Others.
Yeah.
The crazy part is you went to school.
Uh-huh.
Learned.
Right.
You earned a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate.
Yes, sir.
You put in the extra hours, the overtime. You worked hard to get where you are, and Paul says it's not about you.
Not about you.
I know it's cliche, but you have been blessed to be a blessing.
That's it.
Is that what this is about? That's why our president gets so much flack, because he understands it's the strong that must bear the infirmities of the weak.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
That's what this Christian thing is all about.
That's what it
Paul
is.
Paul says we are to please others, not ourselves.
Well,
for even Christ did not please himself.
Yeah.
For he asked, if possible, remove this bitter cup.
That's what he said.
But thanks be to God that Jesus denied himself
and knew
this was about other people.
Yeah.
Other people like you and me.
You and me,
I got to leave right now, but can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
Come on, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Show him what it's about, man.
I know he's all right.
Show him what it is.
That's it,
Reverend. That's it.
Is that what this is about?
Is that what?
Wow. All my education.
This is all about.
All my success.
There it is.
Is it about other people?
Huh?
That's what this is about?
Come on, Reverend.
God tricked me again.
No, don't say that, Reverend.
He tricked me.
Don't say that, Reverend.
I thought it was about me. It ain't about me.
Don't say that, Reverend.
It's about others.
It's about others, Reverend.
It's about others.
That's a good message.
It's about others,
Reverend.
Yes,
sir, Reverend.
God did not trick you.
He didn't trick me. That's just my.
Yeah. I know.
My jokey joke.
Your clothes, huh?
Fred, I feel tricked though sometimes.
Brand new film, The Life of Sugar Ray Leonard. We'll tell you who's going to play it. And Sarah Palin's getting ready to hit the television screen. We'll tell you why. Also, Sissy Houston.
Sissy.
Is coming to television to talk about her daughter's, Whitney Houston's, death. And we'll tell you when she's going to do that and more. All that's on the way. Plus a chance for you to win a trip to Disney. We'll give you details on that. It's 11 minutes past the hour.
Waking you up with faith.